Praise God. I'd like to commence with a question. Just prior to that, as a heading, a life-changing choice. A life-changing choice. How do we know the provision God makes, his favour, working in our lives while governed by choice? God gives each one of us choice. That will determine really the things that will affect our lives. Therefore, I'd like to ask this question. As we continue, can we consider, paralleled in Ruth's story, something of our own as we continue on? Right or wrong, choice affects us all. We stand or fall by it. For Ruth, here a life-changing choice in what she chose. So to consider, firstly, what brought Ruth to the crossroads of her decision. First, then, her past. She grew up under the influence of idolatry, not the best place to be. For she lived in the land of Moab, and the god of Moab was called Chemosh. And the Moabites were notorious for their idolatry. And this then was a past. Also, she met and married Mahlon. Mahlon was an Israelite. His family had journeyed into Moab, and she met and married him. Now a present. In her present, she grew into a special relationship with Naomi, a mother-in-law. Thinking of Naomi and Ruth in this situation then. Although out of God's purpose, Naomi, she'd left Bethlehem. She was now in Moab. She was maintaining her testimony while there. She was still living a godly life. She was loyal to the Lord her God, the God of Israel, even although she was there. For really, you see, she belonged in Israel. For it was not by her choice that she was there. It was her husband's choice, and he took the family with him. And there they were in that land, in that situation. Two factors then arose while she was there. The first one was this. Sadly, bereavement. Bereavement in that her husband Elimelech had died. There was nothing now left. Her two sons also had died. So for Naomi, there was nothing left in Moab. Nothing here where she was. Everything had gone. And so secondly then, she heard that God's blessing had returned to his people. Back in Bethlehem where she came from, again the famine had gone. There was bread in Bethlehem. That was the place to go. So she left Moab. She decided to return home. And that was where she really belonged. She realized now is the time. Now is the time to go home. To go back to all that I know. The most important place to be. To be where God is. That's where she wanted to be. And that's the place where we want to be, where the Lord is. And so there it is. For now, Ruth had become a widow too. For Mahlon, her husband, had died, Naomi's son. Also, Chilion, his brother, had died also. His wife was Orpah. We saw that in our reading. But this is really Ruth's story. It's all about Ruth. Ruth then also decides to go with Naomi back into Israel. So I want to add to choice which she made, change. There was a change in Ruth's life. In her relationship with Naomi, she saw something different. What was it? For who can measure the influence of a godly life? Who can? But Ruth did, because she was living with a lady who loved God in an awful situation, but it made no difference. You see, Naomi was in the world in Moab, but she was not of it, and so are we. We live in a world that the Lord has taken us from, but thank God we are not of it. We live our lives according to the Lord wants us to live. And so I want us to consider then our influence upon others. We could see that upon Ruth with Naomi. But while we are living our godly lives, what influence do we bring? What do others see in us? Is there a difference that makes a difference for others to realize, yes, the Lord God is the real God? That's where we want to be. What brought us, or has it, to our crossroads of decision? The time when we decided what we wanted to do, where we wanted to be, the person we needed to know, the one that would change our lives. What brought us to consider for a while that decision that we made? For you see, we see in God's word a challenge. There is a challenge for change in this. In Joshua 24 and verse 15, we read there a remarkable statement that Joshua made. The situation is God's people Israel are now settled in the land of promise. Everything was fulfilled. Joshua, the leader, was about to claim in the end, after everybody else had got their inheritance, his own. But before he went to do that, the man of God, which he was, he challenged the people of God to serve God. For he knew that once there was settled, there was always a tendency to go back to the things that they ought not to go back. We, when we are settled in the things of God, ought to continue in the things of God, and not to go back in any sense to that which is of no value. You see, his challenge was his statement. After he'd reminded all God's people of the greatness God had done for them, the position he'd placed them, everything that belonged to them, what did he say? He said, choose this day. Now choose who you will serve. He said, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He made his choice. The people knew his choice. He was a man of choice. He chose God above all else. He knew where to be, under the influence of the living God. And the people responded and they said, yes, we will serve our God. The writer to the Hebrews says this, for now is the day of salvation. Now is the time of opportunity. For those people, choose that day who you want to serve. For all of us with the claims of Christ, choose him above all else. Choose Jesus as our Lord and Saviour and have everlasting life. And secondly, I want us to think about this concerning Ruth. At the crossroads of decision to the point of no return. For there she was between Moab and Israel on the border between the two with a choice that she had to make, with a decision that would change her life, with an outcome that would bring the blessing of God if she chose the right choice. There she was at the crossroads of her decision. Go on or turn back. So we looked at our past, we've considered our present, but now let's look at her future. For Ruth makes a decision. You see, Ruth's decision decided her own destiny. On that day, Ruth chose not to go back to Moab. To leave behind all she knew. To take a step into the unknown in a way. So she left behind all she knew. But you know, the important thing in all of this is that that was of no real value. She'd come to realise that in Moab, in the idolatry and outside of the living God, it didn't work. There was no value in the things of the world. There is no value in Moab. There is nothing in this world, but there's everything to gain in Jesus Christ. We who have made that choice, have come out of the world and left behind everything of no value and no account to grasp and take hold in Christ, that which changes our lives, to take us to be with him all of the time. What a great choice. That was our future, deciding our destiny. Nothing in Moab. This world holds nothing. It has nothing. But in Jesus, there's everything. That's the choice to make. And she left this to throw in a lot. Everything. Everything, herself, everything with Naomi and the people of the living true God of Israel. What a step that was. More into the unknown, but she was going to take on board that which was going to revolutionize her life, and it did. So, you know, we must not be afraid to take the step, because in Jesus Christ it leads us into fullness of life and brings us into the fullness of every situation it will ever be with him. That's the choice. It has to be the right choice. Now here we read, or what we had read for us, that there was Orpah and Ruth, Naomi's two daughter-in-laws. One gone. Orpah had made a choice. Naomi had said to her, look, there's no future. Go back and claim that which is best for you. And after consideration, and even wept. Notice that. You can get to the point where you can come to sorrow and realise, yes, but you've got to go beyond that. You've got to go and take that step beyond that. But she didn't do it. she decided to go back. One went back. That's a tragedy in a sense, because she never claimed or would never know what it was to live under the influence of the true and living God. And many people, when they come to that place of choice, even to tears, sadly cannot take it, but grasp it. Don't give up, but go on. We'll see this. But there's everything to gain in Jesus Christ. Everything to lose in the world. But Naomi had said, then Ruth, she's gone back to her people. She decided that's where she wanted to be. But not only that, her gods as well. Too much, too great. Who would know what that consideration meant? But she went, one gone. But now, let's look at Ruth. One to go. Because Naomi said also to Ruth, return. I've nothing in the natural here for you. I cannot have children. You've got opportunity to marry again. You're still young. You've got your life ahead of you. And she had. All of that, if she'd went back, was hers. But she wouldn't go back. Want to go? Ruth said no. Literally that. Naomi said return. Ruth said no. But much more than that, verse 14 of our reading gives us a real clue to this. For it says that Ruth clung to Naomi. Clung. Think of that. To cling, hold, to lay hold, to grasp, to cling, to hold tight, to make sure that what you've got, and you'll not let go. She clung to the fact of a godly lady that revolutionized her life, and what a difference that is. Cling to those that love the Lord. Cling to those that love God. That's the place to be. The outcome, you see, had already been decided. It had already been decided because of the life of Naomi and what she wanted to do. Now, the Authorised Version of the Bible uses the word entreat. That's Old English. What we would say is this. Do not persuade. That's what it means. What Ruth was saying. Do not persuade me to leave you. Now, the version we read has the actual meaning in its right context, because it was the word urge me not. That's the original, in its original language. Ruth is actually saying, urge me not to leave you. That's the strength of the word. And the actual meaning is this, in its interpretation, that my desired request be granted. My desired request be granted. That's what it means in its original sense. Not to leave you or return. For hereby is seen in Ruth love, affection, devotion, by progression, the ultimate loyalty. Where you go, she says, I will go. Where you stay, I'll stay. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Here then stands a conversion of the highest order. Your God will be my God. Where you die, I'll die. Where you're buried, I'll be buried also. But the pivotal point in the progression of this great statement is this. It will take death to part us. That's the ultimate. Death to part us. And then it says this in verse 18. When Naomi saw that Ruth was determined to stay, she left off. And again, the authorized puts it the word the way I like it. She was steadfastly minded. That literally means she was immovable. She would not be moved from her decision. Her mind was completely made up. And the lovely picture is this. In complete companionship, they went on together. A final thought. Just a final thought. Ruth wins the right to enter Israel by her faith. Her faith in the living God. This rises above and beyond God's written word. What do I mean by this? Well, under the dispensation of the time of law, that's when God gave his rules to his people from Sinai in covenant relationship, rules to live by, the Ten Commandments and everything else pertaining to them. Under this time, under the law of God for his people, it was wrote, it was told this. Every Moabite is excluded from the commonwealth of Israel. Deuteronomy 23 and verse 3 is emphatic in its word. It's clear, for it says forever. Forever no Moabite has the right to enter Israel. Where then does this leave Ruth? What it means is this, time out of mind. But Ruth broke the rules. God's law that he said his people have to live by. Ruth broke the rules. What? How? A faith. For even under law, there is grace. Always grace. This now is the day of grace. God's free, unmerited, undeserved favour to sinners, those outside of promise. Moab or the world in its idolatry. God gives the opportunity through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. God is always ready to respond when faith grasps its opportunity to believe. I'll read that again. God is always ready to respond. He wants us just to make that choice, our choice. When faith grasps its opportunity to believe. Ruth's faith in action brings God's favour and acceptance in establishing her as a family first in Israel. That's a testament to her faith and trust that stands recorded in God's word, a memorial for all time. What a difference. It said in the old, you've no place. You're in Moab, you're out. But now in the new, through faith and Ruth grasping her opportunity, it's all in the new. Her name is recorded in God's word for all time. Forever outside, now forever and all time, a memorial. Not only a family in Israel, and also just in passing for us. In Jesus, our names are written, thank God, in the Lamb's Book of Life. Revelation 21, verse 27. That also Ruth is the great-great-grandmother of Israel's greatest king, David. Recorded, and ultimately in the lineage of Jesus. For in him, the law of sin and death is now completely done away with. God's grace is seen in sacrifice. Jesus dies to bring us back to his Father. If we haven't made that step of faith, then make it. Our choice, what we will choose Jesus as our Saviour and have everlasting life.